Anyone who has been embarrassed about mispronouncing a word or worse, a name, can rest assured that they're in good company. Newscasters, politicians, and other public figures tripped over plenty of words this year. In fact, there's a list thanks to the language teachers at Babbel and the people at the captioning group who add closed captions to screens. At the top of their list of the most mispronounced words is a very common painkiller.
I said, well, let's see how we say that. Acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen. President Trump isn't alone in stumbling over all those mushy vowels. Watching us all get tripped up this year is Esteban Touma, a linguist and cultural expert at Babbel. And just a note, Babbel is one of our sponsors. Welcome. And first, did I get your name right?
Well, that sounds like the perfect pronunciation in Spanish, but I'll let you know, my last name is from Palestine, so it's actually pronounced Touma.
Touma, Esteban Touma. Esteban, now it's your turn. Why don't you read the list for us?
Well, I will start by telling you, I'm not a native speaker of English myself. And so keep that in mind as I pronounce these words.
And the disclaimer from me, Esteban, because English is also my second language, so we're in the same boat.
You know the struggle. You know how it feels. So we have acetaminophen, Alec Murdoch, Denzel Washington, Louvre, Monjaro, the Swedish Hollywood actor Alexander Skarsgård, and of course, Zoran Mamdani.
And Zoran Mamdani's name tripped people up all year long as he ran for mayor of New York City. And sometimes he got testy about it.
The name is Mamdani, M-A-M-D-A-N-I. You should learn how to say it.
It's hard to imagine, right, that we're going to collectively get Mamdani right next year. People still mispronounce Vladimir Putin all the time.